What originally attracted me to using Bandcamp for my music was just the design of the website. It's so sleek and modern, and I like that it's not cluttered with ads. It's not cluttered with like pop-ups. The layout is the same for everybody, so it has kind of like a user familiarity. But at the same time, it's customizable. So I actually, with my Bandcamp, I've designed it so that it blends with my own personal website. And I just think that the fact that it is so simple to use is what attracts a lot of people to it. And as far as, you know, like music sales go, I have my music up on iTunes, on Amazon, Spotify, like my album is everywhere, but I still prefer to send people to my Bandcamp because I get a better percentage of the sales. And it's just easier to track everything. Bandcamp has this great back end, which I think that, you know, the average music listener, if you're not in a band, you wouldn't know about this. But on the back end, I can see everything from plays. You know, I can see where people are coming from onto my website. You know, if they're coming to Bandcamp from, you know, say a Google search, or maybe they even click through off of my MySpace, which is still out there for some reason. But it's just great. You know, a lot of the statistics that I get make it worth it to me. I can see, you know, how many people listen to a song, but specifically it breaks it down. You know, like it tells me, you know, 500 people listen to only 90% of the song, 200 people listen to only 10% of the song. So I just think that's amazing. And another thing that's fantastic is that Bandcamp has a lot of tools that allow you to embed your player for either one song or an entire album. And you can embed these onto your other website. So, I mean, you could use your own personal URL. You can use, you know, I have these players embedded almost everywhere. They also have an interface that works with Facebook, which I think is fantastic. So I just right there alone, getting these statistics, getting this information, you know, and being able to track all my sales and my downloads, it's just fantastic. And they use this graph and grid system that is, I mean, I'm all about data visualization. And as far as selling my music, I do a lot of online sales. I think that because people are so familiar with, say, iTunes, or even just searching, like there is such a great search engine for things like Amazon and iTunes, that we do a lot of sales through them. But we've done a really, really well with Bandcamp. We actually did a pre-release for our album that just came out in January called Scarlet Sails, and we pre-released it exclusively on Bandcamp. So what that allowed is that if you purchased it early, you were given two tracks that were emailed to you immediately, which is kind of like a great teaser. And then when the album was actually released to the public, those people that already pre-purchased it, you know, the day that I pushed, you know, release, those tracks went straight to their email. So it's just so user-friendly. And we do also sell a lot of CDs at shows. I think we probably sell the majority of our music live just because it's interactive, but we definitely do a lot of sales online. And as far as getting feedback from friends or you know, even fans about where they like to listen to music, I think that the music industry itself is changing. You know, when we go to book a show, you have a lot of these clubs and venues, they prefer that you send them a link to a Bandcamp. You know, they don't want a MySpace. They don't want to be bothered to go to like a Reverb Nation or, I mean, there's just so many places out there that have like a lot of bands. But I think a lot of booking agents and a lot of just people in the industry are definitely, have definitely changed their view and prefer that you send a Bandcamp. And I think as far as like my website and, you know, the way that I have Bandcamp integrated into my website, I don't really think people notice initially that it is a Bandcamp because the design is so fluid with my site, which is fantastic. And it's just such a wonderful interface to use. I don't think I would ever release like a new record on anything else. I can't imagine that anyone's gonna do it better than Bandcamp, especially now that they're starting to expand and they're listing your shows or listing like your entire discography. You know, they have places to hyperlink everything, like all my photos and stuff are all hyperlinked to my other websites, or, you know, to my Facebook. And they are so well, you know, they're so integrated with Facebook as it is that, you know, they have like buttons, they have tweet buttons right there on the Bandcamp page. So, it's really just, it's a couple of easy clicks to unite my social media that way. So yeah, I definitely love Bandcamp, and I couldn't imagine releasing music without it.